Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Malka, and I'm here to talk to you about my top 10 films.
Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. For today, we have on the show, I mean, what can I say? You know, we have again the incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the legendary, the incredible Jessica. Jessica, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Dan? Such a pleasure.
Yeah. It's always super badass to have you here. You know, what can I say? You know?
Thank you.
There you go. All right. So for today, we have something super cool. Basically, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to be saying some movie titles, and we're going to pick the top 10 of Jessica. Sounds good?
Amazing.
All right. So the first film I got for you, let's see. It's The Shawshank Redemption. Where would you put that one?
I absolutely adore that film. Mm-hmm. Like, it is... such a beautiful, deep film with incredible performances. Morgan Freeman is such a discovery in that film.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins is exceptional in his own way. It's just an incredible story, and it's such a beautiful story. It's so beautifully told. And also the movie is so well made. Definitely in my top 10, The Shawshank Redemption.
All right. Where will you put it? At number?
I mean, it depends. I think once we get a couple of more titles in, we can, you know, put it on a list. But for now, it's definitely in the top 10, The Shawshank Redemption.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. All right. Couldn't agree more. Second one. We got The Godfather.
Of course. I mean, Godfather, I would say for me, part two. But I know in terms of, you know, when it came out, that style of storytelling and that type of, like, you know, filming and cinematography. And we had the beginnings of method acting. So the performances, obviously, in that movie were exceptional. Mm. Godfather, definitely in the top 10.
There you go.
My personal favorite, The Godfather Part 2.
There you go. You know, it's so interesting why, like, so many people, including me also, prefer the second than the first one.
I think it's generational. Because I think I agree with you, a lot of, like, my peers as well prefer the second one.
Yeah.
But that could just be, like, sort of generational. The first one came out in 79. I don't remember. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, 72. The first one came in 72.
Yeah. And then, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what I mean? It's not our generation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, for those that were born earlier, it was, like, so impactful to see that level of, I mean, I think in terms of performances, because we did have then, like, you know, it was like such a great moment for acting.
Yeah, that's true. And also is that the fact that they didn't want Al Pacino at first, you know?
No.
It's so interesting that they didn't want him at all, and then ended up being like his stuff, and then he became like the godfather of mafia films, you know, like stuff like that. So,
hello, Scarface. Yes. Right. So good.
Yeah. Okay. So that one is also on the top, but the second one.
Yeah, that would be my preference.
Gotcha. All right. So the next one I got for you is the Dark Knight.
Yeah. I mean, excellent film, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was so excited when Christopher Nolan put his hands on such a big franchise.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I was a fan of the Batman movies before, like they were fun, but they were very like blockbustery. Not that The Dark Knight isn't, it absolutely is, but they were more like popcorn films, you know, just like really fun and easygoing and just entertaining. But then Christopher Nolan puts his hand on this like incredible franchise and makes it so dark and gritty and real and like action packed. I mean, it again, it was like this like new thing I'd never seen before, where we were like a superhero movie, but that was so real and raw and gritty. I mean, Yeah, I mean, what a discovery. It's a great film. Debatable whether I would put it in my top 10 personally, but I can see why it's there. Entirely. But if I had to pick, I think in terms of like Christopher Nolan, I would have to pick Inception, because Inception had visuals that we had never seen before.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Darren Aronofsky when he did, he first introduced it in Pi, and then we saw it in Requiem for a Dream, that sort of what they call the hip hop shot. We had never seen that before. And for me, Pi, I think, you know, is my favorite movie of all times. Mm-hmm. And so that to me is so exciting when we get to introduce new visuals that we've never seen before or new technology that we've never seen before. And so what Christopher Nolan did with Inception, like, you know, incredible. Like, you know, I was sweating. Like my eyes had never seen these types of visuals before. And yeah, it's, you know, for me, like cinema at its finest, to just, you know, make people feel all kinds of things.
Yeah. So at the moment we got the Shawshank.
The Shawshank Redemption for sure. We have
Godfather 2.
And then we have Inception.
Inception. Gotcha. Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Got it. All right. So, right. The next one we got is Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I mean, how could we not have a Tarantino film up there? Yeah, Pulp Fiction was wild. Tarantino is wild. Yeah. One of my favorites, for sure. I personally would choose Kill Bill because of the content and the story.
Yeah, you of course.
You know, lead female, you know, martial arts. So... I, as much as I loved Pulp Fiction, it's absolutely a classic. I would personally put Kill Bill in my top 10 just because I'm such a big fan of the story.
Okay.
And, you know, and having a very strong badass, like you like to say, female lead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did enjoy the whole trilogy of that one. And possibly between Django and Hateful Eight are like my top.
Well,
you know, so yeah, I agree. Cool. Right. The next one we got is, Inception. Okay. All right.
Good.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Forrest Gump is such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And it was so well recounted, shot, and, you know, Tom Hanks.
On his finest.
Tom Hanks is at his finest. I mean, it's such a challenge to play. It must have been such a challenge to play that character.
Yeah. For him.
And, I mean, he did such a stellar job. There's at no point in time do I see Tom Hanks in there. And, you know, it's incredible sort of sensory memory, you know, like being able to hold on to that character seamlessly throughout the film. And I mean, it's such a beautiful story. So yeah, Forrest Gump is a classic, absolutely should be on the top 10 list.
There you go. That was one of his first, right? Or something like that? Or not really? I don't know. Right?
I think like, the big movie he did might have come prior to that, and maybe even
the movie.
Big, and then maybe the movie that he didn't he do a movie with Meg Ryan?
Yeah. I mean, what I was gonna say is that he did a couple of stuff like around 90, 91, you know, like around that time, and then Forrest Gump came at 94. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think,
and they were sort of like romantic comedies, and then it was like kind of like such a dramatic role, all the sensory memory that is involved in creating a character who is, you know, deficient. That was incredible.
Yeah, I I never knew that the actual kid who appears in the film, that kid actually, that was the way he spoke. And I mean that he was speaking. And later on, he joined the army or the marines, something like that. And they actually call him Forrest. That was his nickname. Oh. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. So, for the next one, we got Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I know. So that's not cool of me, but I've been traveling and it's been busy. So I haven't seen Oppenheimer, nor have I seen Barbie. So, you know, just like, not that I have like a preference. My preference would go to Oppenheimer, no doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's much more my type of film.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely curious to see both. You know, yeah, of course. I love film. Like, you know, I would watch it. But yeah, I'm very excited about Oppenheimer. I've heard some mixed reviews in mm-hmm. terms of peers. But, you know, I like to make my own opinion on things. So I can't wait to see it for myself and then judge it for myself.
All right. So, okay. Moving forward.
Well, we're going to have to skip this one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The next one I got for you is The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, The Green Mile. That's sort of in the same, it's such a beautiful film. And it's sort of in the same vein as The Shawshank Redemption, you know? But again, like, beautiful performances, touching story. I'm happy we're telling these stories because, I think it's important to... Like, the contrast between such a harsh environment, like a jail, in both instances, and having such, you know, and presenting humans in such a delicate way, not a delicate way, but, you know, like, in a softer way, instead of seeing that bad, you know, mean. I mean, he looks it in The Green Mile, but he isn't it. And it's so beautiful for that. For those reasons. And same thing with Tim Robbins in The Shawshank Redemption. Like, he's, you know, it's just, yeah. And even that old man in The Shawshank Redemption, you know?
Yeah, that scene that took a little bit. Yeah, okay, yeah.
That scene was tough to take.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not all like really mean, ugly bad guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there is soul. There is a soul. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just finding it.
Yeah, like the character of Morgan Freeman, that he committed murder when he was young, and then later on, he understands that he was wrong, you know, and then you can see, like, the whole transition of it. So, yeah, it's a rough film, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, there is, you know, you know that saying, like, the road to hell is paved with good intentions? It's a lot of that, you know, a lot of people that find themselves in those situations, you know, weren't out to do bad things, but just ended up for other reasons having to do bad things and, you know, end up for it. So I think, you know, I think it's just like, it's sometimes just finding the soul and, you know, within certain individuals, and then that's what I love about film and art in general, is that it creates, again, that social empathy, that, you know, just it creates this like amazing sort of energy. Love it.
Right, the next one I got for you is Gladiator.
I mean, Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, you know, what an incredible duo. And the visuals of that film were stunning. It's such a great film. I think it's Russell Crowe at his best.
Mm-hmm. Joaquin
Phoenix is constantly outdoing himself. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
His performance was so, I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite actors. I would even say top three. Male actors. His performance was incredible in that film. And it's like, again, like, what, that's why I love film so much. I mean, what, you know, how interesting to like travel back to that period and, you know, and just get a glimpse of like you know, the life. I think it's so interesting. It's such a great film. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, let's recap a little bit. So far, we got, let me go back on top. So we got, right. So it's The Godfather 2, Shawshank, mm-hmm. Kill Bill, right? Inception, yeah. Forrest sure. Gump. Would you put it or?
I mean, I don't know. At the end, maybe we're going to have to boot out some titles so I can have a proper top 10.
All right. The Green Mile, and I think so far we're like that, right? I didn't forgot any. No, I didn't, right? Okay, cool. Cool. So the next one I got for you is The Lord of the Rings. But like the whole trilogy, because I have discovered that if I mention, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. So that would not be part of my top 10. And that would, it's just personally me because... Okay. You know, I loved the films. I think they were just like so epic and so interesting. You know, the visuals were beautiful. The performances were great. I loved Kate Blanchett in that. Mortensen, even Elijah Wood. Yeah. But to me, like, I'm not that into fantasy, so I would pick a lot more other titles ahead of Lord of the Rings because I'm more into like drama, and then you know me, I like action.
Yeah, so, of course, yeah, I get it.
I would prefer like the Kill Bill versus the Lord of the Rings. That's just
absolutely
more style personally. So yeah.
All right, so I got one for you. It's The Matrix.
Oh my God, The Matrix. Okay, yeah, no, I love The Matrix. It's so funny because earlier when I said, when I watched Inception, you know, you get all like kind of, and I remember watching The Matrix for the first time and how I was at the movie theater, possibly by myself because I did that a lot. And that first scene with Trinity, just like jumping up into that, my hands were like just dripping. I was like, what is happening to me? Like, I had never seen this before. It was so thrilling. I was obsessed. I think I saw that movie in theater like 3-4 times. I absolutely love The Matrix. And then again, for like so many reasons, like all the action scenes, this, like, you know, the martial arts, but again, just the visuals, the introduction to that, like, sort of new visual that was, yeah, just incredible. Definitely in my top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, we got Keanu Reeves. So,
sure. I love Keanu Reeves for, yes, what a, yeah, just a classic actor.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. The next one I got for you is Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, of course. I don't love war movies. They really do affect me. If I had to pick one, it would probably be Schindler's List. Like that one. I was actually going to
mention that one at some point. Okay.
Yeah, that one, you know, is by far to me the most impactful war movie there is on the planet. You know, that red coat at the end, incredible. Saving Private Ryan was like, you know, just very real. That's what I remember from the movie, like really real, like you almost felt like you were there with them, you know, like so for that I was, you know, I was truly impressed. And it's like it's a beautiful story and it's beautifully told.
Yeah, hands down. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
And I would choose Schindler's List in terms of a war movie that I think is just so impactful.
Yeah, that movie actually, between the Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, I think those films, the thing was, I watched them when I was very little. So they shocked me, of course, you know. But that got me a lot into the whole, like, history. I mean, not only World War II history, but it got me, like, way deep into history, like, itself, you know, because I was, like, there's so many stories that that needs to be told that we don't know about, you know. Back when I was in Germany, you know, some time ago, I met a guy who basically the way that his grandpa met her grandma, so he was deployed in service on the German side, but he was sending like constant love letters to her, and they were like back and forth, and then he got missing in action, and then she thought that he died, but it turns out that he didn't. What ended up happening is that he left his uniform to go back with her and stay with her because he knew what was going to happen later on after, you know, the whole war's ended. And when he was telling me that later on with the whole chat with Dan stuff, I was like, I wonder if I can manage to get in touch with that guy again, because that story would be like an interesting film, you know. It's a story that needs to be told, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, it's not so much of a war movie, a little bit, but it's a foreign film. I forget who the film director is, but it's called The Lives of Others. It's like such a beautiful film. And that one is set in the 80s before the fall of the Berlin Wall. So you had in West Germany. And this is a recount of how things were functioning in East Germany. That wasn't already liberated. I hope I'm saying that right. And yeah, it's an incredible film. Yeah, it's a German film. The Lives of Others, I highly recommend it. I
Yeah,
really.
there are so many films like they will tell incredible stories like that. So,
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
right. So the next one I got for you is Fight Club.
Of course. I mean, Fight Club was so unique. And I mean, just incredible performances. Obviously, Edward Norton, Brad Pitt. I mean, Brad Pitt was exceptional in that film, but Edward Norton too, you know, and Helena Bonham Carter, which I adore. She's such a incredible character actress. I really, really like her a lot. Yeah, I mean, what a great film. Like, what a fun, how just, yeah, interesting. Would it be in my top 10? Probably not, but great film.
What about Interstellar?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Interstellar, again, that's Nolan. So it's, you know, he's such a talented filmmaker. It's incredible. I mean, yeah, Interstellar was exceptional. But I think, again, I would choose Inception just because I think Inception came first. And I'm all about the introduction of that visual. And so yeah, but no, I mean, it's like incredible. Jessica Chastain, just beautiful performances. But Inception would be my top choice for Nolan.
For no, gotcha. What
Yeah.
about the Departed?
Yay, Scorsese. Yeah, The Departed is amazing. Of course. But no, I mean, I would pick other movies by Scorsese ahead of The Departed, but we're so, you know, I'm obviously such a great film. We got Jack Nicholson, I mean, Matt Damon, we have DiCaprio.
Yeah, the cast
The cast
is
is
yeah.
so, you know, and I mean, yeah, his cinematography, his directing is so good. His storytelling is so good.
What about the Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, again, like Wolf of Wall Street, also great film. Not my favorite. Not my favorite is. So yeah, no, I was very impressed with Raging Bull and you know, Goodfellas, definitely. That's the we'll end there. Goodfellas, top 10 for sure. Like,
Alien back in 79.
yeah, I mean, Alien. I loved Alien. You know what? It's kind of funny because, like maybe in the last decade or two, you know, they did, these movies. Like they did, you know, Predator. Obviously, you know, Predator. Like,
Yeah, of course.
but they did a movie that was actually pretty, like, super entertaining. Where it was like Predator versus Alien, almost.
I saw it.
Or something, but I thought that was so cool. So it was just so nice to like reintroduce the alien, you know, and then have it compete against Predator. I don't know why, like, again, so see, my taste in movies is varied.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Alien obviously was so cool. Again, female lead, strong in, you know, strong female lead. Love that. And yeah, I mean, like, what a scary movie. In the same vein, and this is more of our generation, have you seen Life? Because that one really, like, I thought that was a very good movie.
Life.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, Rebecca Ferguson.
I think I did watch it.
It's such a good movie in terms of like alien life type discovery. Like that was a really, really good movie.
I saw it. Yeah.
Such a good movie. Like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? In terms of like carrying alien life on a ship. That movie really, I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds in his like, you know, typical sort of comical, I thought it was a great film. And I'm a really big fan of Rebecca Ferguson, which, you know, we've seen in recently in Dune. I haven't seen the show Silo yet, but I'm excited to start it. Yeah, I think she's a fantastic actress.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Now, the next one I got for you is, let me see. All right. Parasite.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that in the movie theater when it, when was this? I don't remember. I think it was in 2021. Was it 2021 or 2020?
Let me see here for you. I got it. It came out in... Where I lost it. Wait. Let me find it. Oh, yeah. 2019, actually.
So then I must have seen it in 2020.
Because
I saw it in the movie theaters. And yeah, I mean... great film, like so important to discuss the topic of you know, like the, you know, inequality of wealth distribution, totally. All that, you know, it's so important also like nowadays because we are seeing such a bigger gap between, you know, sort of the lower class and the higher class, and we're seeing like a sort of in America disappearance of the middle class, and it's not, you know, that's just gonna make the that gap even bigger, and you know, it's to the detriment of societies for sure. Great film. I mean, one that I want to talk about that is not often mentioned sometimes.
Is
Wong Kar Wai's In the Mood for Love, if you've never seen it. In the Mood for Love, the visuals, the storytelling, it's absolutely stunning. But yeah, no, Wong Kar Wai, In the Mood for Love, I think that would be in my top 10. I don't know if we have any more room in my top 10, but I would definitely pick that film.
On your top 10, for sure.
Yeah, in my top 10. That's sort of like, coming from East Asia, like, just that is one of my favorite films.
Okay. So we got a couple of more, and then we will pick the official top 10.
Amazing.
All right. The next one I got for you is Joker, from Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. That movie is so good. But the movie is so good because of Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
yeah, true. So, I mean, if you take out Joaquin Phoenix and you put a mediocre actor there, that movie wouldn't, we wouldn't be talking about that movie. So... as much as I love that film and I'm obsessed with his performance in it, like obsessed, like his body language is for me, like just, he's such an exception. He's probably like, again, top three, one of the best on the planet, like best actor.
Absolutely.
But I think he made Joker.
Yeah.
I think he made Joker. So I don't know if I would put it in my list of 10 best films. It would definitely be like best performances by an actor, by like a leading actor, but not film.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
How interesting to bring such a real dark, gritty. I mean, obviously the Joker has got to be dark and gritty, but like it was so real. Again, we're departing from that sort of popcorn blockbuster,
yeah, like, superhero stuff, yeah,
stuff. Like it hits different. And then obviously you put Joaquin Phoenix in, like, and just, you know, creates such an incredible performance. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, what a winner.
Yeah.
But not in my top 10, just because I think it's like a best performance type film, not necessarily best film.
Yeah, he won an Oscar actually that year, right? For best actor.
He didn't. I wouldn't believe in the Oscars anymore. Right. No, but
yeah, he did.
One of the best performances. Oh, no, I know he did. One of the best performances, I think, to me.
Yeah.
Like, of all time. Like, we've seen this guy transform. But to me, I just remember this one moment where he's kicking garbage in an alleyway. And just that, you see Joker. See Joker, the Joker, you see him just by the way he kicks garbage. And to me, as an actor, I'm like, it's so wild and beautiful to just through your body language tell me exactly who you are without even saying a word. Yeah. That to me is the best acting ever. Like, that's the best acting. So
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, he went super. Yeah, it's, you know, my brother, he hates comic book films. He hates them. So then, but I told him like about this one. I was like, this is a totally different way of comic. I mean, you just watch it and you'll see. So he watched it, and then yeah, he loved it. He was like, this is the first one that I can say that it was actually really good, because yeah, like the way it tells a story. It's, and also as we were saying, I mean, it has Joaquin Phoenix on it. So what else do we need? You know what I mean? So
no, sleep well at night. You got Joaquin Phoenix in the title.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So okay. The next one I got for you is Life is Beautiful.
Oh yeah. That's another war movie. What is the name of the film director? I forget. He's
let me get it for you. Yeah. The name of the director is Roberto Benigni.
Oh yeah, he wrote and directed it. He's the lead actor in it. That's right. Oh, impressive. And another, like, such a beautiful story. So sweet and sad. To find the beauty in the horror of war is, like, you know, priceless. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's definitely like a movie that marked me. Yeah, it's a tough one now that you've mentioned that one in terms of war movie. I mean, I know Schindler's List is a masterpiece. But Life is Beautiful is a very close second.
Okay. Right. So I think I mentioned more than 10.
Of course we did.
Okay. So right now, so far, how would be your top 10? Let's go for number 1. No. Let's go for 10 to 1. Yeah. I think it would be better. Number 10.
I don't think I remember everything I said, like, in terms of, like, films. But, yeah, I think it would probably be easier to start with, like, 1.
Fair enough.
But then I think 1 should be... No, not necessarily. Yeah, see, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
It's so difficult. But let me give it a go. Yeah, I think I would put... Oof, this would be tough. But like, yeah, I think I would start with like Schindler's List, and then I would have probably Godfather Part Two. And then what else do I got? I mean, The Shawshank Redemption. What else?
We got Inception.
Like Inception, The Matrix. I would put them like maybe 6, 7. You know, because like we put them up there because of the visuals, you know, but in terms of like best film, I don't know if I would put them in my top five. I think what else? What else do I have?
You got Kill Bill.
Kill Bill, you know, not top five. Like, again, this is like, it's just, you know, they're picked specifically for me because of what I personally like. But in terms of like best movie that I think, you know, would reach, that are like impactful and important. Yeah, what else do we got? What else do we have?
We got The Green Mile, Gladiator. Alien, we got Life is Beautiful. What else we got here?
I said In the Mood for Love by Wong Kar-wai. It's a beautiful film. Yeah, I mean, I think I would probably, like, I have way more than 10 there for sure. So Schindler's List, Godfather Part Two, The Shawshank Redemption. Fine, I'll put Inception as 4. In the Mood for Love, 5. Kill Bill, 6. I know we've got, so we got 7, 8, 9, and 10, I guess. So I know we're going to put The Matrix in there. So then I really just have 3 other titles. I think I would have to put a Scorsese film. So I would have to put Goodfellas. Goodfellas is 4. We're going to push everything down. Inception is 5.
Yeah.
6 is Kill Bill. So 7 will be The Matrix. 8, 9, 10. Oh, wait. How do I still have 3 titles? What am I missing? Oh, no. In the Mood for Love. Yeah, I have to push it. So then just 2 titles left. I mean, we could put Alien in there. It was so...
Okay.
Yeah. We could put Alien in there. And then what else? I mean, like, you know what? It's kind of quirky, but we didn't mention it. And I don't think it's anybody's, like, best film of all times. But I was so... I'm so in love with that film. It's like literally one of my favorite films, Luc Besson's The Fifth Element.
The one with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, the one with Bruce Willis. Have you seen it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, Chris Tucker was on it too.
He's so cool in that film. Yeah, I just don't know. Just, I love.
Yeah, we didn't mention that one. Yeah, that's true.
It's set in like a futuristic time. It was so creative. And, you know, action film, Luc Besson is so good at that. And I just loved all the, like, sort of art directing, all the, like, you know, all the looks. You know, it was so something, like, interesting, something from the future, like, you know, set in the future. But, yeah. I mean, a lot of people would choose, like, Back to the Future. But, like, me personally, like, I would choose like something like The Fifth Element.
But I mean they're like, if someone would, yeah, like if someone would do that, they're like totally different.
Yeah,
you know, like totally opposites at all. I mean, like, the Back to the Future is like a more, it has like more, you know, fun, quirky, you know, it's cool, it's amazing, but like The Fifth Element is, it has like more action, like one-on-one, you know, like shootings, explosions, you know, things like that. So, yeah.
And then you know you're going to get it from this girl because I'm such a big fan of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I thought you were going to say Blade Runner. I don't know why.
Ooh, Blade Runner, it's good. But you know, I have to also come like from like the movies that impacted me
Yeah, of
personally.
course.
And like The Matrix, somebody else might just be like, yeah, it's a good action film. It's really good. But like, would I put it in my top 10? No. But like me, that the technology was so interesting, blew my mind. Like just blew my mind to the point where I'm like, yes, if I don't put it in my top 10, like what do I need to see for there, you know, for there to be a film in my top 10? So
Totally.
yeah.
Totally. And we also forgot to mention Top Gun, Mission Impossible. You
Yeah,
forgot
those
that one, sir.
are films, but not like, again, what's so specific with The Matrix and Inception is that we were just introduced to
New stuff, yeah.
new visuals that, you know, that said, when I watched Top Gun Maverick, I was so impressed with that shot. I was like, where is the camera? Like, how do they shoot this when the jet goes above Ed Harris's head, and like everything sort of like moves around him, but he doesn't. You know, was the camera in cement? Because with such a blow, like the camera would have moved. Obviously, you can steady it afterwards in post-production and stuff, but I was like, that shot happened so quick and it was so cool. I was like, wow, like, you know, fun. That little bit in Top Gun Maverick really got to me.
Yeah, plus I mean it plus it's Tom Cruise, you know, it has his touch on the stuff, so.
I know, like all his Mission Impossible films, I'm such a big fan of the latest one. Yeah, those are like the type of things, the type of movies that I really enjoy, that, you know,
Yeah.
such a good time
I
going
agree.
to.
I mean, at the end, what can I say, Jessica? I mean, besides being an incredible, super badass, talented, incredible actress, you're also super cool, and also you have an incredible film taste. So yeah, I'm gonna make sure also that I'll be putting the list on the videos, and then people can be like, okay, I agree or not. Also want to thank those who are watching this. Thank you so much. Let us know in the comments if you agree or not with the list. And again, Jessica, keep killing it, keep being this incredible, amazing, of a legendary, of a sunshine person you always are. And I'll see you in the next one.
You. So are you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.